Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to the state of Andhra Pradesh. Andhra CM sets time frame to accelerate capital construction. The Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has instructed the Andhra Pradesh Capital Region Development Authority official to continue same quality and same spirit to achieve maximum progress in the five tower of secretariat and head of the department offices above ground level within next 8 months. The project is all set to reach a major milestone in construction of these to 20th floor. The Chief Minister opined that the rapid progress in Amravati and key features of capital, the people's capital, should be reflected on the eve of Independence Day, stating that the entire world is looking forward to the development of Amravati for several global investors. The next state is the state of Telangana. Bharatiya Janata Party legislator T. Raja Singh from Telangana quit the party on Sunday to concentrate on his efforts to prevent cow slaughter. He claimed that he had raised the matter of cow protection several times in the assembly, but the party did not provide any support. Singh said he resigned and he did not want to embarrass his own party.
Namaskar, mitro. और मेरे ट्विटर अकाउंट पर बहुत सारे मीडिया के मित्र सब लोग ये सवाल कर रहे हैं कि आपने पार्टी को इस्तीफा क्यों दिया। मैंने पार्टी को इस्तीफा इसलिए दिया कि मेरी ओर से कोई मोदी जी को, हमारी बीजेपी पार्टी को कोई आरोप ना लगाए। ये उद्देश्य से मैंने इस्तीफा दिया है, क्योंकि हमारे तेलंगाना में तेलंगाना की जो सरकार है वो गौ हत्यारी सरकार है, और इस बार बकरीद के अवसर पर ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा गाय बैल और बछड़े कटवाने के प्लान में हैं, क्योंकि गाय बैल बछड़े जितनी बकरीद में कटवाएंगे उतने मुस्लिम्स वोट केसीआर साहब को मिलेंगे। इस प्रकार से एक बहुत बड़ी पुलिस की फौज इन्होंने बनवाई है कि कोई भी गौरक्षा के लिए अगर आएगा रोड पर उसकी टांगा तोड़ दी जाए और उसको अरेस्ट करके जेल में डाल दिया जाए। तो इतनी बड़ी योजना तेलंगाना सरकार द्वारा बनाई गई है। तो आज हम कई वर्षों से गौरक्षा का कार्य तेलंगाना में कर रहे हैं, और पिछली सरकारों द्वारा हमारे दबाव के कारण बहुत सारा अच्छा कंट्रोल हुआ था, लेकिन जब से टीआरएस सरकार बनी ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा यहाँ पर गौ हत्याएँ प्रारंभ हो चुकी है। इसलिए मैंने फर्स्ट पार्टी को, यानी जो बीजेपी पार्टी को, मैंने इस्तीफा दिया है। राज्य से हमारे स्टेट प्रेसिडेंट लक्ष्मण जी को मैंने इस्तीफा दिया है, क्योंकि अगर मैं गौरक्षा के लिए अगर रोड पर उतरूंगा तो कुछ भी हो सकता है, कसाईयों द्वारा लड़ाई झगड़ा कुछ भी हो सकता है। तो उस दरमियान कोई मोदी जी के ऊपर या हमारी भारतीय जनता पार्टी के ऊपर कोई आरोप ना लगाए कि आपके विधायक ने इस तरह का कांड किया है, क्योंकि पहले धर्म, पहले गौरक्षा, बाद में राजनीति। ये मेरा विचारधारा है मेरे भाइयों, और हम नहीं चाहेंगे कि मेरी वजह से कहीं मोदी जी को जवाब देना पड़े या अमित शाह जी को जवाब देना पड़े या भारतीय जनता पार्टी के किसी अधिकारी को सर झुकाना पड़े। मैं ही नहीं चाहूँगा, क्योंकि मैं इस बार तेलंगाना में एक भी गाय और एक भी बैल कटने नहीं दूंगा, चाहे इसके लिए मेरे प्राण क्यों ना देना पड़े। धन्यवाद। जय श्री राम।
The next state is the state of Karnataka. Congress President Rahul Gandhi today arrived at Bidar to begin campaign for the forthcoming Lok Sabha election. Rahul Gandhi will be launching the Jana Diwani Yatra from Bidar with around 2 lakh Congress workers from different assembly segment, which is from Bidar, attending his own rally. The Congress president is likely to address the farmers on the four main issues of farm crisis, corruption, unemployment and women issues. The next state is the state of Kerala. Kerala's finance minister Thomas Isaac today described the center's immediate relief of 100 crore for the flood-affected state as inadequate. Monsoon fury over the last 4 days and has killed 37 people and displaced almost 1 lakh in Kerala. Kerala Chief Minister Vijayan had sought a 1,120 crore as immediate relief in a petition to the centre on Sunday, but after a long day aerial survey on Sunday, Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh announced rupees 100 crore as the immediate relief. The next state is the state of Tamil Nadu. The stage is all set for DMK working president M.K. Stalin to take over the reins of the party following the death of his father and DMK patriarch M. Karunanidhi. The party will also announce the date for the General Council meeting, which will announce the elevation of Stalin as the party president. Stalin was made as a working president of the party on January 2017 after Karunanidhi's deteriorating health did not allow him to preside over party's affairs. In fact, the 2016 assembly election saw Stalin take complete control over his own party. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.